Stand by. We're having momentary technical difficulties.
Yeah, momentary.
We will get back to the Chris and Rob program as soon as circumstances allow.
That was like really freaky. Okay. Now Eric and Scott are going to sing
Eric
a song.
Eric and Scott are going to sing another song. From Kicking Butt in a Religion.
Kicking Religion in the Butt.
Kicking Religion in the Butt.
I'm crazy about this one blonde judge. She snuggled my parents and kissed my cats. And last Christmas she gave me some fudge. Oh wait, I sure could use a hero. Stop right here at Myra's. The lady that booms with the cut short hair of her I am desirous. She never know what it took to move that arrow straight right through my heart. And coming back the next day she make a move and make my engine. Oh. Next spring I'll be a king wing, cause I'm in a suitcase full of pot. For the next move, food stayed sober for a full year, I think not. Oh, 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 oh. Gonna hop a train through the plains in the rain, talk myself to sleep. All these trees and unseason, what's the reason? Give me back my soul to keep. Oh, oh, oh. Take me down, 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 down. I got 24 hours to live. I go around the world with a New York girl till the box of me offers a still. I ain't got no reason just to sit at home with my tape deck blaring out loud. Boxy lady, sexy baby, when you gonna quit the baby? Come down off that cloud. I know I'm different if I ever get a visit from the girl who drives me wild. Don't be arranging different changes too fast, cause you know that style. Oh, 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 oh. I know it's cooking when you're looking so pale face, crooked without a smile. Tell me why sharp eyes, big surprise when you find my chart on file. Oh, 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 oh.
WAIF Cincinnati.
Is he near out of right now?
Yeah, is Chris monitoring us or not?
He's gone.
Where'd he go?
What a bastard.
Isn't he? Oh well, so it goes. 749-1444, the lines are now open.
Oh, boy. Ah. So that was Eric Falstrom and Scott Weber and the tapes under Eric Falstrom's name at where? Wizards there on a and Moles and also everybody's.
But mostly at Wizards.
Mostly at Wizards, though. Of course, mostly at Wizards.
You guys, we're gonna be back in about 10 minutes.
Okay, cool. If you're going,
what are you guys gonna do? Go
if you're
fatty.
Going to like a Dairy Mart
we're
or
UDF,
get some cups of ice, so you can break out the Pepsi.
You guys gonna twist the fatty out there?
Dude, if we had it, we'd twist it in here, man.
You hear that? You hear that?
You could tell they're real musicians because they talk so casually about drug use.
Right. Well, see you guys, and enjoy that buzz, will you?
You just get some cups of ice, like three cups of ice, or, you know, because I got a two in here.
Scott, he wants to talk about Ken Brew.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Hey, go ahead, Scott. What about Ken Brew? He's got a bad complexion, I'd say.
He does have a very bad complexion.
Silly looking, silly talking sportscaster son of a bitch, if you ask me.
Can I get a bravo?
Bravo!
Can I get a boo?
Boo!
Go ahead, Scott.
Well, personally, I just don't care for Ken Brew.
Why? I mean, what's he ever done to you, personally?
Well, he's never done anything to me personally, but just as a newscaster, I think he leaves little to be desired.
He ain't no Zipper Zappa.
Compare him to,
exactly.
Compare him to who? Those blank chalkboards they have on Channel 9? Or Lonesome George Vogel? Or what's the other guy's name on Channel 5?
What about that
Greg
blonde thing they got on the weekends on Channel 5? That blonde girl, she's a babe.
Felicia Ferguson?
I want to meet her.
So what's wrong with... What don't you like about Ken Brew?
I want to take her out dancing.
I used to work at a restaurant, and he came in once, and he was just kind of a jerk.
Wow, that's hard to believe. He seems like such a nice guy.
The lonesome one is I like him a lot better.
Really?
Who's
you know,
Lonesome
George Vogel. You know what really bores the hell out of me, though?
What?
Is like high school football game previews.
Well, I don't see why anyone would care about it.
I really, and it's just so boring. Unless it's Xavier High being named Football Team of the Week on Channel 9. That was a real highlight.
St. X beat Moeller the way they did, too.
Oh, yeah.
That was exciting. Other than that, high school football is silly. For regular people to keep up with, you know?
It is. It's tremendously silly.
If it's your high school, that's cool. Or if you're a high school student, or if your kid's in high school, I can see it.
How about that Sinead O'Connor chick?
She's bald.
She's nuts.
She's gone way over the deep end.
And who hugged her? Chris Christopherson, and I heard Johnny Cash offered a shoulder to cry on backstage. When she got booed off stage at Madison Square Garden in that Bob Dylan tribute song. But if you're going to do a Dylan tribute... I think I'd play a Dylan tune. She comes out and does a Bob Marley tune.
Well, that's Sinead for you.
Oh, she's...
I don't think she has any tact at all.
I don't see...
I think you're wasting our time and your time by even talking about it. Let's talk about Madonna.
Well, no, see, I think her and Madonna are kind of in cahoots. Well, they'll do this kind of stuff just to get their name mentioned on late-night talk shows.
Yeah, but you'll never see Sinead O'Connor on the back of her record sucking on somebody's toe.
No, but you'll see her wearing a shirt that says, Recovering Catholic.
Recovering abused kid, too. She's so nuts being a... I mean, I wish she would just grow up and get done being pissed off about being abused. Yeah, you're pissed off and you take it with you the rest of your life, but you don't piss and moan about it.
I don't see how the Pope caused Mr. and Mrs. O'Connor to slap her around.
Yeah, she's crazy.
That's quite a stretch.
Yeah, I got problems, but I ain't gonna bitch about them on my radio show.
Madonna's sucking on someone's toe?
On the back of her new album,
It's on the brand new album on the back. You heard it here first.
Can you actually see the person, or is it just the foot?
No, it's just the foot.
It's just the toe. You can't see if it's on a male, female, or a corpse.
You can't even see the ankle. You could just be...
That's not arousing in any way.
No.
Well, it is if it's my toe.
Yeah, good point.
No, well, good.
She's kind of skanky.
She is kind of... Oh, ho, ho.
She's
hey, can
big.
We put you on hold for a second?
Sure.
Okay.
Uh-oh, what's this all about? Okay. We'll be right back. Good Lord. Hey, Scott.
Yeah?
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Sometimes at these small-ass little radio stations, you have technical difficulties, which is why you should send your pledge in right now. You know, this station can only operate efficiently with enough funding in order to keep the landlord off our backs.
Guys.
Yeah?
I called a couple weeks ago, and I said I was going to pledge some money, and you said you took down my address, and I never received anything about it.
Oh, well.
It's only been a week, dude.
You got to wait like 6 to 8 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. Wait 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Didn't you read the fine print?
Well, all I was told was they'd send me something right away.
But thanks to you, we did reach our goal of $20,000.
Woo!
That is a good goal. And we'll be moving into a bigger and better studio, so the sound quality should improve. And I'll be really happy if the sound of the callers improves for our show. That would be great.
So how'd you guys get this show?
We're good.
We know
people. We've been doing it for a long time.
We suck the right toes, to put it one way.
Back in Dallas, we were number one for 58 straight weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
There you have it. We'll catch you next week.
All right.
Later. 749-1444.
Oh, and by the way, I should probably add, if you want good, efficient, and lively and friendly talk show hosts, you can make a donation directly to our stomachs in the form of a pizza. Send us a pizza.
Ah, baby.
Send us a large pizza with extra cheese and pepperoni.
That'd be nice. That'd be lovely. Loverly, as
what
Audrey Hepburn
there,
would say.
Is it Chris?
Who is it? What's going on?
Make it quick, though. It's Schultz
again. Schultz, what do you want?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Hey, not much. I couldn't find that guy's number.
That's the way it goes.
Okay, but listen. Did you guys say something about wanting to broadcast from somewhere live?
Can we broadcast from your frat house?
No, from, Larry's headquarters on, election night. You know, that's Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday night.
Get with me Thursday. You know where to reach me Thursday, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Get with me on that Thursday.
What time?
I ain't time. Any old time. Bye.
All right.
749-1444. 749-1444.
Now that they're gone, seriously, what'd you think of Eric and Scott's songs?
They're alright. They're getting there.
They're pretty good.
Wait till the next album, they'll get a lot better.
Oh, they might have that sophomore jinx, though. I hope it doesn't happen to them.
If you seem to be having trouble with your drinking, or if your drinking has reached the point where it worries you a bit, you may be interested in knowing something about Alcoholics Anonymous and the AA program of recovery from alcoholism. Tune into WAIF 88.3 FM right here where you got to tune in now, or you wouldn't be hearing me say this. For Easy Does It, 3 to 5 p.m. on Monday, or Fridays, 8:30 to 10 a.m. for more about alcoholism. That's WAIF right here.
What?
3 to 5 Monday, 8:30 to 10 on Friday.
Wow, great program.
Or you can call the AA Central Office any old time you feel like at 861-9966. So if you can separate yourself from your bottle for a minute there and pick up a pencil and scribble this down. If you're not too drunk, you can read it tomorrow morning. 861-9966.
Ashley, hi, how are you? You're on with Chris and Rob. Ashley, go ahead.
They're doing an ad right now.
Ashley. Ashley. Time to listen through
Ashley,
the radio.
I'm going to watch the second hand for 10 seconds. Huh?
He's gone.
Wait, put it back on.
Ashley, what's up?
What
is
that, Jen saying?
This is interesting.
That bitch.
I see
that. You know, Ashley is
probably the shit. He doesn't know he's on the air yet, I don't think. Pick up the phone and tell him he's on here. Gross.
Do
God,
it, Jim.
Ashley, tell you're disgusting.
Tell him
he's on the air. He doesn't know he's on the air.
Hey, man, you're on the air right now.
Hello?
Hello, Ashley.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Radio Cincinnati?
Yeah?
Ashley.
Hello.
I got a tip for you, man.
Hello.
Turn your radio on where you can hear it.
Hello, WAIF 98.7?
That's us.
Cincinnati.
Uh-huh. Sort of.
First of all, I'd like to say, Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh,
she's driving in from Dayton right now. She's about to Middletown. And let me tell you, she danced nude in front of me.
Who's this?
Ashley? No. Her name was Phoenix.
Her name was Phoenix, and your name is?
My name is Chris.
Chris. Where'd we get Ashley from all this?
Ashley has my split personality.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley works for an escort service in the greater Xenia area.
Xenia needs escorts.
Xenia needs plenty of escorts.
There are a lot of homely...
That's a story I heard tonight. By the way, Phoenix is driving home right now in Cincinnati, and she's tuned in at 90.7 WAIF. Give us a call at 513-749-1444. And we need your pledges.
We're not 90.7, though.
Let me tell you, you know what that means.
What?
She's not listening. What's your call numbers?
88.3 FM.
Oh, see, that's no good.
No, that is good.
No, 88.3? That poor bitch.
You gotta feel sorry for a woman who can't pick up the Chris and Rob late night.
I gotta feel sorry for a woman who dances in front of me and I put singles in her garter strap. Jesus!
Yeah, you gotta feel sorry for someone who would dance in front of you.
First off, right off the bat, Rob.
What?
One thing I'm concerned with.
What are you concerned with, Chris? I don't think anything could...
Women who are uncomfortable with taking their clothes off in front of me.
That bothers you, doesn't it?
Find out what he thinks about women and sucking their toes.
Like they sat on a lawnmower.
What do you think about a woman who would suck on a toe for the back of her CD cover?
Suck on a toe? Any woman who could suck on a toe should be doing better things with her mouth.
That's like Madonna. You're talking about the M.
Madonna?
Yeah, she's sucking on a toe on the back of her new album.
I got something Madonna can suck on.
Yeah,
let me tell you.
Bet you do. So, Chris,
ask
you've
been sucking on helium tonight.
Have you been sucking on helium tonight, Chris?
I've been sucking on something else.
Hey, Chris, let me ask you something. I know you're a big Ross Pro fan. If you called to a...
Oh, is this WAIF?
Hello. Chris, I know you're a huge Ross Pro supporter, and I was wondering if you called maybe to give your candidate a boost, a little shot in the polls,
my
as it were.
My candidate being Bill Clinton.
Your candidate's Bill Clinton.
Let me tell you something.
I got a question for you, Mr. Redfern, about Bill Clinton.
6 months ago, you had some... Hey, Rob, you still there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Good, good. I don't want to talk to the other guy.
I got a question for you tonight, Christopher.
6 months ago, this other guy was talking about Ross Perot and Jerry Brown. Let me tell you something. Bill Clinton's going to win the White House.
Bill Clinton plans to fight crime by putting 100,000 new police officers on the street. He plans to create a national police corporation and offer unemployed veterans and active military personnel a chance to become law enforcement officers here at home. He will also expand community policing, fund more drug treatment, and establish community boot camps.
Boot camps to discipline
first-time nonviolent offenders. In my opinion, this is a bit of a big brother totalitarian move on his part, and I don't approve. What's your feeling on that?
Chris.
What?
Take a breath.
Find my center?
Find your center.
Okay, I found it. It's at the tip of my sternum.
No.
Answer my question.
With a million more cops on the rope.
You would feel safer.
I would feel much safer.
That gives you a million more opportunities to get caught stealing. It gives you a million more opportunities to get caught sucking on a bong.
Hey, easy with the sucking on stuff, all right?
Hey,
it's
just
a family program.
I got an oral fixation tonight. What can I say?
Oral fixation.
I see that CD of Madonna sucking on a big toe.
Oral fixations. To Phoenix, you're out there coming home from the strip joint. I stuffed a dollar in your garter.
Just stuff your phone number in her garter?
Go for the silicone.
You didn't answer my question.
Go for the silicone.
I consider that a move of a big brother type nature or a totalitarian nature. And I don't want Mr. Clinton to be my big brother, and I especially don't want Tipper Gore to be my big sister.
You got your Bill Clinton in president. You know what you're going to be hanging around the White House? Plenty of broads.
What?
All right? You don't
plenty
want to be in Hillary's face for the next 4 years, do you?
No.
You want to see large, buxom, silicone-implanted women with soft, droopy lawnmower extremities.
Have you seen the new penthouse with Jennifer Flowers in it?
What's that?
Have you seen the new penthouse with Jennifer Flowers in it?
Let me tell you something. You know, Bill Clinton didn't inhale, right?
No, he sure did.
But you Jennifer Flowers can inhale.
She can probably...
Let me tell you, she'd inhale my kitchen sink if she could. Jesus.
She'd inhale the chrome off a bumper.
Ask him if he's horny.
Are you horny tonight, Chris? I mean, I don't want to get too personal or anything.
Me so horny.
But Jennifer Flowers said the reason why you'll never see Hillary Clinton buck naked.
To see Jennifer Flowers and Hillary Clinton together naked.
Well, the reason why you'll never see Hillary Clinton's ass
because
naked
she has a penis?
Is because it's too broad and it couldn't fit on one page.
Oh, Hillary Clinton with the broad ass.
That's what Jennifer with the G Flowers said.
Got the big wide 747 landing in there. Air Hillary.
Chris, my co-host, has a theory that he stole from someone, but he says the greatest thing about having Bill Clinton as president would be there's finally a first lady since Lady Bird Johnson you would kind of wouldn't mind sleeping with.
He was wanting to sleep with Lady Bird Johnson?
He was 3 at the time. Give him a break.
Although Lady Bird did have a set of breasts on her.
You see, Mr. Redfern, I'm in favor of less cops, not more cops. Bill Clinton is a more cops candidate.
No, I'm in favor of less cops and more tits. I'm looking at the breast party. Nipples.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh, man.
I want to see large, hard nipples.
In the
By the way,
house.
Let me say hi to Phoenix, who's coming down I-75 from Dayton. Easy, Rob. Easy, big boy. Hey, what's the deal with the waif WAIF Cincinnati, 88.7. In the acoustic hour.
What's the deal with what?
What's the deal with the acoustic hour?
We were having acoustic guitars in here, and they'll be back.
Wave unplugged.
They're out in the parking lot twisting a fatty right now. What's that again?
Give us a call, 749-1444.
Right on. So how come you couldn't be with us tonight, hosehead?
Well, this is the situation. I could never find a ride. And then at about 11:30, individuals saying that they would give me a ride took me on a ride with a certain young, blonde, soft-skinned, mellowed-haired, lawnmower-sitting extremities.
What the hell is that
lawnmower-sitting?
What's that lawnmower crack about?
Oh, you know, a girl sits on a lawnmower, you know what that's all about.
No, I don't know. What the hell?
You know, you get your Hustler magazine, the chick doesn't have any...
Oh, she's been shaved.
No.
See, why do you have to have...
A regular vibrator.
So anyway.
Oh, God. That diesel-powered...
You calling from Xenia tonight?
Hello? Hello? Is this Radio Cincinnati? Let me tell you something. Who's this bitch on WKRP, the new radio station in Cincinnati? What the hell is her name?
Phoenix.
No, it wasn't Phoenix.
Who?
She was dancing in some video.
Madonna.
No, it wasn't Madonna.
Marge Schott.
No, it's Tawny.
Tawny Catane.
Tawny Catane. I got something Tawny can contain. Let me tell you something.
And this is our political analyst.
Oh, let me get back to that.
You know, I've never heard David Brinkley speak like this.
David Brinkley's about 800 years old. Let me tell you something. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You guys still there?
Yeah.
Am I on the air, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, let me clean it up. 53-47, Bill Clinton will win. He will reach an electoral landslide.
How can he with Perot in the race?
What do you mean?
Listen, Bill Clinton says he's only going to tax...
Who is that talking
about? Hey, listen, sewer mouth.
Hey, Rob.
Bill Clinton's going to have to tax people who make over $30,000 a year. And let me tell you something, Chris. $30,000 a year is not rich. He says he's only going to tax the wealthy. To get his figures to add up, he's going to have to drop all the way down to $30,000 a year. You can't deny that. His figures just simply do not add up. He wants to have $150 billion of new federal spending. And I think if there's one thing this country doesn't need, it's the government spending more of our hard-earned money. Takes away our freedom. We earn that money. We should be able to do with it what we want. We don't need Bill Clinton taking that money from us and putting it in some pork barrel product that's not going to work.
Okay?
Do what?
David Brinkley died 7 months ago.
Do what now?
David Brinkley died 7 months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They've been propping him up. Hello?
Hello? What about that guy with the bow tie? Is he still alive?
Paul Simon?
Paul Simon.
Not him, the other
George
one.
George Will.
Concert with Garfunkel.
No, the one on the news.
George Will.
George Will.
No, he means Irving Olivine.
Yeah, Irving. Is Irving still alive?
Oh, yeah, Irving's still alive.
What?
Irving's still alive.
Who?
Irving R. Levine.
Irving R. Levine. All of a sudden, we're talking about TV commentators, and you lost my train of thought. God bless America. And, hey, what's the deal with this Canadian flag upside down?
It was upside down. I looked for the 82nd Airborne to land in Ottawa. Ottawa, Canada, that is.
Ottawa County?
Ottawa County. I looked for the 82nd Airborne to seriously land in Ottawa. I mean, David Justice was up there. He's doing a little scouting around. He said he didn't leave his hotel room because he doesn't speak French. Even though they
sorry,
speak...
I stepped on a seal.
Yeah. They speak English in Toronto, and David Justice said he wouldn't leave his hotel room because he speaks...
I know.
Isn't David Justice a fine product of the Cincinnati school system?
Too. Woo. Hey, Rob.
Yes, Chris.
What was the final score?
Do what?
What was the final score?
3-2.
Tonight, 3-2, Jays.
Blue Jays won.
Yeah!
Yeah!
I hate the Braves.
Kick that American ass. Give me
Braves
a flag. I'll burn that son of a bitch right here in front of everybody.
You know, there's a clearly
the sheriff of Hamilton County, that son of a bitch.
You've heard about Quebec wanting to secede from the Canadian Union?
Yeah.
There's a theory that if Toronto wins this one, it'll bring a big wave of patriotism across Canada, and it'll fix everything.
Then you get 1 million red-eyed Canadians coming across the border trying to kick our ass.
Take off, thank eh?
Bring them on.
Take
bring
off,
them on.
You hoser.
What, are they going to beat us down with curling sticks?
No, hockey sticks.
Squirrely little bastard. Hey, Rob.
Yes, Chris.
is Chris still on the show with you?
Yeah, he still is.
How's that working out?
It's going okay.
Pretty slow, huh?
Some people say Chris is 51% of the show.
No, that's too bad.
Uh-huh. Some people say Rob is 51.5% of the show.
Let me tell you something. Rob could be 88% of the show.
That much, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Where you
got raw talent, baby.
Oh, he's talking weight. He's talking raw weight.
All you need is a little polish. You get on a radio show over in Maysville, Kentucky, you're going straight to the top, baby.
There you go.
You're Casey Kasem. Let me tell you something.
52 weeks straight, number one in Dallas.
I'm calling from downtown Dayton, by the way.
So you were in Xenia.
Room 1023 at the Stouffer's. Give us a call, 513-224-0800. That's 513-224-0800.
At the Stouffer? What's
it's
the Stouffer Hotel?
1023. We're looking for your blonde, svelte escort service.
Answer to the name of Phoenix?
Phoenix, by the way, had a very, very tight haircut.
How was her ashes?
Ashes were looking very, very supple.
About her attitude?
Her attitude was sassy. I like a sassy blonde. One I can spank a little. And she can bark like a dog. Bark like a German shepherd.
Hey, Chris.
Huh?
Have you ever spent a Tuesday night sober? Just curious.
I spent Tuesday night sober.
When was the last Tuesday night you've been sober?
Oh, February.
February. Hey, you know now, we got Eric and Scott here live in the studio playing their acoustic guitar.
What is that unplugged all about?
They are unplugged. Is there any song you want them to try?
It was Eric Clapton talking about his son jumping out a 10-story window. Give me a break.
That could be the worst song
now
ever.
Now it's Eric Fullstrom talking about when he fell off a cliff in California.
That's Hank Jr.
Who did that?
Eric, our guitar player here.
He jumped off a cliff?
No, he fell off a cliff.
Just like Hank Jr.
Tell us the story, Eric, about how you fell off a cliff in California. Yeah, it's live.
Well, my name is Eric
Foster.
I'm sorry?
All I hear is heavy breathing. It's worrying me. Little masturbation going on in the control room?
Yeah, we're playing Jackson Browne's first album. It's called Masturbate Before Using.
Very good.
I don't know if you're...
mood music.
Actually, no, my name is Eric Falstrom. I used to go to the Art Institute of Chicago.
Where?
I dropped out to travel around the country with this Christian group.
Easy.
I was a minstrel.
What was the first word you used?
Minstrel?
Any relation to Christian Slater?
I'm sorry, I was a minstrel with the church.
Any relation to Christian Slater?
You menstruated with the church.
Yeah.
Christian
Glover? Yeah, all those guys. Yeah, we were all together in a big van, and we went off a cliff.
I want to hear you sing Delta
Actually,
Dawn.
What do you want me to hear?
Delta Dawn.
Okay.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from way back when?
Lighting up those phone lines right now,
aren't you? What?
Lighting up those phone lines, aren't you?
Well, I aim to please.
Trying to please everybody.
No, you're turning it up, you son of a bitch.
Ooh!
Should I
talking to hear
then? Talking
to both. Oh, man.
88.7 in Cincinnati.
88.3, you son of a bitch.
What?
Okay, well, we're going to move on and let him get his performance of Delta Dawn in here.
I'm old news.
You sure are. You're wearing your welcome thin. What's the number up at that Stouffer's again?
It would be your 513-224-0800, extension 1023. Let me repeat that for all those listeners out in Hamilton with the exclamation point. 513-224-0800, extension 1023. We're looking for your blonde, svelte, tight. And we're gonna be doing a little tribute to vagina later.
Bet you anything, Naked Renee calls him.
Thanks.
Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Where's Chris?
Right here.
Is he all right?
Yeah, we're both fine.
Am I off the air now?
No.
Cool.
Bye.
Hey.
What a drop! And he went sober since February!
Okay, it's his turn.
Bye.
Style, like a posture, like a smile.
Lord, it's got to be done. But I don't know how it started, but I do know that it's done. 'Cause I'm just like you.
From ladies and gentlemen, the name of that song was
Just Like You. It's from Big Scary like World. It's available at Wizard Records.
Got that? Go to the Wizards. Say you want that tape by that guy that was on that late night talk show, and they'll set you up. Scott, you're on the radio.
Guys.
Yes.
I'd just like to tell you guys that I have incredible sympathy for you for having to deal with all these disgusting, filthy people tonight.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You talking about Eric and Scott?
Just a couple of unplugged acoustic guys, man. There's no controlling them.
Not those guys.
You know,
I mean,
something? All folk singers do, smoke dope. It's all folk singers
sell
do.
Sell it, too.
And sell it. Smoke it and sell it. Any other questions, Scott?
Well, can I buy you guys dinner?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Tell them to bring it over right now.
You want to bring it over right now?
Next Tuesday, I'm buying you guys dinner.
Cool. All right.
A big steak.
Okay.
That'll work.
I like mine medium rare.
I like mine medium well.
But where are you guys? Where's the station?
We're going to take you off the air and tell you.
Okay.
Okay, hang on. Cool.
Jim, find out if he's legit,
oh,
by the way.
Oh, yeah, hurry up.
What?
Did you hang on just a second?
It just went off for a second. What's going on here? Well, anyway, 749-1444 is the phone number that you can get through here to talk to.
Hey, hang on a minute, Rob.
Chris and myself.
Something about idiots, man. I don't know.
Something about it, man.
Okay, in case you just tuned in,
we're surrounded by idiots.
3:32. You're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. He's Rob.
Hey, and he's Chris.
And together, we're a barrel of fun.
Listen to this. Now, the Cincinnati Dental Hygienist Association, the CDHA, suggests the following oral care tips for a smile that can last a lifetime. Do you know this, Chris? You should brush after every meal. You should use a fluoride toothpaste and mouth rinse. Floss daily. Eat well-balanced meals. Limit snacks and visit your oral health care professional regularly. Happy teeth. Happy teeth. Teeth are meant to last a lifetime. And I might unveil an original composition of my own if I can borrow a guitar off one of these guys. It's called Red Beans and Rice.
I just
messing.
Oh, no, we're not. I thought we were going to go into a... What the hell was it, anyway?
I don't know.
Green Giant or something? I don't know. So what's going on? Is this guy serious about the steak?
I hope so. And, hey, Jim, make sure we get a baked potato with that.
Baked potato. Nope.
Sour cream and chives.
Sour cream, steak fries.
bottle of Chardonnay.
Bottle of Dom Perignon.
And a vegetable.
And,
we need a vegetable.
Corn. I like corn best.
I like green beans.
Succotash, man. Lima beans.
Yeah, it's great. Lima beans and corn.
Okay, that'll work.
Suffering succotash.
Oh, somebody had to say that and had to be Chris.
What's it?
You want to sing another song tonight?
Sure, man. I want to do. Oh, yeah.
I think it was a threat, not an offer.
If this fella buying us dinner ever gets off the phone number is 749-1444. That's 749-1444.
I hope
we'd love to hear from you.
Can you dose a steak?
I bet you could.
Can you dose a steak? I mean, that would really.
Why not?
Oh, Jim says you can. If Jim says it can be done, it can probably be done.
You can dose anything.
You can dose it. Really? You can dose meat?
You can dose anything.
As long, okay.
You want to dose it after you.
Oh, so if you're dosing your steaks at home, dose them after they're out of the broiler. Okay? Fine.
Hello? Hey, who's this?
What's going on now?
On air,
yeah, we do. What happened to... This has been a weird...
Hasn't it?
A weird, ugly show.
Clint!
Hi,
Clint.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
What's on your mind tonight, Clint?
Do the guys take requests?
Hell yeah!
Do you know any ska tunes?
You guys know any ska? Play us some ska.
Some ska.
Is that like reggae?
Yeah.
He wants to know, is it like reggae?
Is it kind of like a rock, I feel?
Yeah, I mean like madness, the beat.
Yeah, come on, do it up. Come on, Eric.
I'm trying to think, what can I do? Anything where you strum up.
Hey, Jim.
There you go.
Okay, hang on a second, will you?
Yeah.
I told you this has been a weird, wacky, ugly show. And it's going to continue to be weird, wacky, and ugly for the next hour and 25... No, probably not. For probably about the next hour,
well,
I think, is all we've got of this.
Gee whiz.
Don't right. tell them that, Jim. Jeez, you're just going to get us in trouble.
Hey, you're back with us, Clint.
Clint?
So
that
you,
was that another idiot?
So what, you wanted to hear a Fishbone tune, something like that?
Well, hi, dude, or something like that.
I want to hear a little T-Tone.
Hey, is Fishbone close enough to ska?
Okay, Fishbone's close enough.
Fishbone is close enough for ska. We got Eric here doing which Fishbone tune?
No, that's Scott. Scott and Eric are going to play some ska.
Oh, Scott knows the hook.
Okay.
What's the name of it? Is that Saturday song?
Saturday.
What the
hell? Hey, there's some Saturday for you.
What the hell?
What, that's a little Fishbone.
I want to hear some two-tone, goddammit.
Some what?
Two-tone ska.
Two-tone ska. You got
two-tone.
Two-tone ska.
Thank you very much.
Okay, get it together, guys. You guys are musicians. You're professionals.
Tell me, I got an original tune that I'd really like to play, and it's sort of
like...
What's
your original tune?
It's gotta be... It's gotta be in the ska format, though. That's... You know the rules. We set up the rules before we started tonight.
Okay, here we go.
Get a request. You gotta
best.
Fudge it.
Here we
I'll
go.
I'll do my best.
An original ska tune.
Arriba, arriba.